Today's scripture comes from Luke, first chapter, verses 30 through 41. This is the birth of Jesus foretold. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let me be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Mary visits Elizabeth. In those days, Mary sent out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This has been the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, we thank you for this day to recognize people who have loved us into better places, into being better people. We are grateful for each of them, and we lift them up before you in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives, all for your glory's sake. Amen. I need to start with a confession this morning. I know it will come as a shock to some of you, but I've never been a mom. Never. I am totally unqualified to give this sermon. It's a Mother's Day sermon. We need to get the UWIF up here on Mother's Day. You know about being a mom. You ready? Oh, I'm not going to ask you if you're ready. Not doing that. Not only am I not a mother, to make matters worse, a Mother's Day sermon is one of the most difficult sermons a pastor has to preach. Now, you might be wondering why, and I'm going to tell you. Have you ever stood in the aisle of a store looking at birthday cards, graduation cards, Valentine's Day cards, Groundhog's Day cards, Arbor Day cards, a card for the sixth cousin three times removed? You can find a card for anything nowadays. You name it, there's a card for it. And we could spend hours searching those cards, looking for the perfect words for the day. I have seen grown men shaking and sweating and losing all hope as they search for the perfect card. It's pressure. And it's enough to bring grown men to their knees. Now imagine the strain put on pastors trying to preach a message that will offer love and appreciation for all the good things our mothers and spiritual mothers have done. Meryl Streep has played several characters in movies of mothers who were far from perfect. She portrayed Joanna Kramer, who left her mother and son to go to California to find herself. In Sophie's Choice, she was a mother who gave her daughter to the gas chambers of Auschwitz so her son might have a chance at a life. In Silkwood, she played the role of a nuclear plant employee who did not have custody of her own children. And the mother of two children herself, Meryl Streep, was asked about being cast as bad moms. She said, well, those are the ones they make movies about. They don't make movies about regular mothers, do they? Well, today is the day we recognize that they should make movies about regular moms. They should make a movie about my mother. When I think about all that my mother endured from my sisters, that's my story, I'm sticking to it. I'm so glad I came along to balance things out and make things right for her. Give the woman some hope in life. Of all the women mentioned in the Bible, I had to pick one that would resonate with all the ladies here on some level. And so I was praying. You pray double hard for Mother's Day. Have I mentioned how hard it is to preach a sermon on Mother's Day? Especially when you're inexperienced. I have no experience of a mom. So I looked. I went looking. And my heart kept coming back to Elizabeth. And I'm saying, that's Christmas, Lord. Come on. Haven't you looked at the church calendar lately? You're supposed to know these things. Elizabeth? John the Baptist's mom? He's still in the womb too. He hasn't been born. Jesus is still in the womb. He hasn't been born. Why am I talking about boys who haven't been born yet? So obviously, I am not hearing you right, Lord. So take me to those women in the Bible who can make a difference to the women in my church. So, you know, I went looking. And I thought of Naomi and Ruth. I thought of Eve. Maybe Mary later in life and all she endured as a mom. All that she faced. And my heart kept coming back to Elizabeth. And that didn't make a bit of sense to me. But I've learned to listen. And to hear that voice. Of all the women mentioned in the Bible, Elizabeth might seem an odd choice for Mother's Day. But the mother of John the Baptist experienced the pain of what it is like to be childless, to yearn for a child, and to give up hope of ever having a child. And she knew the joy of having a child. And she knew the pain of losing a child. She experienced it all. She is a mom for all moms, for empathy, for reminding every person here, not just moms, that you are not alone, whatever the struggle. Elizabeth reminds us that while God is the life giver, a mother is a life bearer, caring for the life God has given her with her whole body and her whole spirit. And frankly, that is a daring gamble. To give yourself over to someone else so completely for the rest of your life? Kay, when are you going to stop being Goliath's mom? Never. If my mom were still on the earth, she'd still say, "It's been 2 days since you've called me." She never stopped being my mom. And that's a gamble. That's a huge gamble. A mother offers the most intense love to draw her child or children close. And at the same time, this same love must help the child to grow away from her in order for her child to become fully independent. That is a huge gamble, just simply because it's so hard to do. Do I have what it takes to be a mom? What if I say or do the wrong thing? Do I really want to bring a child into this messed up, dangerous world? By the way, if you ever hear somebody say that, remind them that they, just by asking that question, shows that they have wisdom and care and compassion for the world. They're the ones who should be having babies and raising them to have the same values. Becoming a parent, especially a mother, is a huge gamble, but the biggest gamble of them all. God chose for the eternal Son to be born into an earthly family with a mother and a father. God gambled the world's salvation on the life of a human mother. Mom, I have good news for you this morning. I did a thorough search of the Bible, looking for the perfect mom to be our example today, and looking for the perfect family to be our example today, to guide us on this Mother's Day, to give you all the answers you've been searching for. Guess what? I couldn't find one. There's not one. Not one family that we can use as a model for us to admire and follow. The good news, and I never thought I'd say this, the good news is that throughout all of time, there has not been a family that hasn't been messed up in some way. With all the Bible teaches us about the family, there is not one family in it to show us how it's done right. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. Cain and Abel, one brother killing the other brother because one brother gave a better offering to God than the other. Oh no, you put more money in the offering plate than I did. I have to kill you now. What were these brothers thinking? Other examples, Jacob and Esau, stealing an inheritance with the help of a mother who would certainly never win a Mother of the Year award. King David's family, filled with rebellious children, adultery, and murder. even a made-up story, a parable of the prodigal son, had two sons. Even the imaginary brothers in Jesus' story couldn't get along. No perfect families, because there's no such thing. There is a powerful and beautiful verse I offer you today. Love covers a multitude of sins. I have a feeling a lot of moms live with a multitude of regrets. Oh, they've done a lot of things right, but what weighs on their minds are the things they didn't get quite right. Love covers a multitude of sins. Depend on God's grace. It's there for you. Because when it comes to love, especially God's love, God loves you with a mother's love. And you know how powerful that love is. Amen.